Welcome to a SWAT review from ReverseThieves.com. In these short podcasts, we discuss the first episode of new shows in the anime season. This time we're looking at the first episode of Restaurant to Another World from Studio Silverlink, and it's streaming on Crunchyroll.
And this is the story...
About food porn?
But yes.
Exquisite food porn.
But there is a overlying narrative device that brings us this food porn.
Okay. I'm willing to... All right, go ahead.
So, there is a Western cuisine restaurant in the middle of Japan that, you know, in the daytime serves its Japanese customers. But at night, when midnight turns around...
Oh, one day a week.
One day a week.
I think it must be closed that day.
At midnight for one day a week, the cat restaurant becomes a portal to basically a fantasy world where all these demons and goblins and wizards and warriors come and eat food at this restaurant.
So we have this really great chef. He seems to be totally human and he's not, like, thrown off at all that, like, there's a portal in the restaurant. He serves his patrons well. He, as far as we can tell, he's not making, like, crazy fantasy cuisine. He's making just good food that we are all familiar with. In fact, the first scene in this story is a bunch of different fantasy characters getting into a heated argument about what goes best with rice.
So, Kate... Which one of the patrons did you side with?
Who? The Katsudon patron, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But there were a lot of good options. Curry rice, om rice, pork cutlet with rice. I mean...
I think you're not a big teriyaki chicken fan, but there was also the teriyaki guy.
Yeah, I feel like that was the one where I was, eh.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
But yeah, so all that's kind of, you know, they get into this argument about it, and the chef is like, hey
look, if you fantasy guys are going to throw down, you're all not going to be allowed back in. And they're like, all right, before we start slinging spells and using acid breath, I guess we should maybe check ourselves before we wreck ourselves.
And there seems to be some connection with this dragon/queen woman. Maybe she created the restaurant. She's definitely protecting it in some manner. But she comes and visits and requests her favorite, which is beef stew. And then later in the episode, we see that she's kind of watching over the restaurant. And she calls it her treasure. So there's something going on there. And then the other kind of component... are the waitresses for this restaurant, which we've only met one of. There were two in the opening. And she is a demon girl who, unfortunately for her, has no powers beyond having demon horns. So she's been trying to make her way in the world as pretending to be a human. And she loses her job, and so she ends up here kind of in a fortuitous, fateful way, and ends up becoming the waitress at this restaurant.
Well, I mean, this is me reading into it, but just from the preview, it seems like the restaurant comes to people who need it, because... it comes to her when she needs a job and she's like starving in these ruins. It seems like there's two episodes in everything, because there seem to be two episodes and, you know, two stories in the next episode. And one of them was this guy basically like crawling through a dungeon and it seemed like he was hungry. And there was some female adventurer in the other story. I'm sure that like she has some reason to go there too. So I think the gimmick is that like people are drawn to the restaurant when they need to eat there.
I'll be curious to see if there's anything else to it. Obviously, the food looks great. They show him cooking the food, which is awesome. But, you know, like, I didn't feel as though... It didn't even feel like healing anime where, oh, you come to eat the meal and then you remember something or learn something or have some sort of revelation or whatever.
Well, you see, the problem is, you could be absolutely right, but I feel like this is one of those where you gotta watch the next episode, because this really seemed to be introduction to premise. Basically, the first half was basically, here's how the restaurant works. And the second half was the introduction of, you know, one of the two, basically a more thorough introduction to two of the three main characters. And then I feel like the second waitress and kind of theoretically how the rest of the series will operate will be in the next one. Because if, once again, I think it's more healing anime of like when we actually get patrons. So I feel like we gotta kind of have to wait to get a full reaction by the second episode.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. Just like with the last show that we reviewed, the Yokai Apartment one, I'm like, okay, I get that this is an introductory episode, and I just feel like I don't know fully what it's about. So it seemed interesting. I like food stuff, and it's not too fanservice-y. It's a bit fanservice-y. There's a shower scene. The dragon lady likes to get naked. So, but it's not Food Wars or anything.
Because I remember... Because the dragon lady, she's a huge dragon, but when she wants to go into the restaurant, she has to go to human form. So she boops to human form, but apparently she's magical enough to have all these powers, but she can't just teleport clothing onto her. She has to have her...
That would be ridiculous, Al.
She has to have her demon butler get her a dress, so she just sits on her pile of gold and magical treasures naked while... She gets a dress. So when she got like her stew, I'm like, all right, this is going to be a food porn, Food Wars reaction shot. But she just has like a normal person really enjoying a meal, not a, I'm having an orgasm. Just like, oh, this is really good. So I was like, all right, show. A little disappointing that you had her sit on those coins naked for so long, but at least you had the appropriate, like, payoff to the food one. So, yeah. I mean, if you, like, utterly detest fan service, it seems like there's probably going to be at least one fan service shot in every episode, but it's not super horrible so far.
Of course, you know, we're saying that as anime fans. You know, our tolerance level is really high.
Yeah. Wow, they only spent like 35 to 45 seconds in the shower scene. Restraint. And everybody else is like, what?
Yes. And there was whatever, the white out, you know, by the DVD.
So you could see Alette's ass in the, you know, the page version.
Has potential, decent first episode, but kind of need to see what the actual story is going to be going forward.
Yeah, I mean, it did... The two episodes in one kind of reminded me of Bartender, so that's why I'm thinking it's going to be a little more healing anime with, you know...
I mean, that's what I want.
I don't want to judge it before the second... The only thing this does remind me of is, and I think Yen Press licensed this, that one about the adventurers who go into dungeons to hunt monsters to make meals or, like, get rare ingredients...
I have no idea what that is.
There's a manga about that. It just reminded me of, like, man, I really hope that gets an anime.
Yeah, I was mildly disappointed that they weren't making crazy fantasy food or giant meat on a stick. You know,
yeah,
fantasy
like
foods.
Like, basically, like, Toriko food.
Yeah, so... But the delectableness of the food in it was so good that I stopped caring. Although, of course, this is a show that's going to make you deeply, deeply hungry every shot.
So, like, watch the show after you've had something to eat, not before.
Thanks for listening to another episode. You can visit us online at reversethieves.com and follow us on Twitter @ReverseThieves, @NartakiRT, and @HisuiRT.